Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyinka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say Habari Ghani to my old friends and what's up to my new friends. Come in and have a seat, ladies and gentlemen. You have embarked upon the topic of women for this month. This is Women's Month, and we will be celebrating throughout the month of March of the establishments that women and the accomplishments that women have made and some of the things that they're currently doing which will cause them to be rising. Yes, women are still rising in the Midwest and they're advancing themselves, but they're not forgetting to take their men with them and they're pulling them up by the bootstraps as well. So if you'd like to call in, you can lock the number in at 646-478-0270. And we do encourage you to pick up those phone lines and call. That's what it's certainly all about, calling in. Now, today's segment that we're talking about is celebrating women's accomplishment. And we're due to have a guest today, Cheryl Denise Mayo. She is a preacher's wife, and she is also an author, and she's a playwright. And she's scheduled to be with us today, and I hope she'll be able to join us today. And if not today, then she'll come on board tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll go right on with our program. She's not in the audience currently right now, but we will give her a call at break time just to remind her. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are out there in the Facebook room and would like to be a part of our show, we're inviting you in. I know that some of you said that you were not able to get the message right there on my Facebook, but I am inviting you right into the room. We have our chat room, and you're welcome to come into our chat room if you do not want to listen to the show from the Facebook or Twitters. Our show is also featured in Twitters. If you'd like to listen to it, you can download it right from Twitters. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we're building up some momentum here, and one of our things that we are going to be doing, we will have a book club that's going to be available for the women, and there will also be one for the male. And as you can see, we are headed towards trying to be more literally conscious and financially literally, culturally as well. But we are going to be focusing in on reading more books and being more literate. As you know, working in the area of English as a second language, that would mean that we have to have more opportunities to talk about good books and have relationships where we could share good books. So we have to create that environment. And we will be creating that environment right in the Care to Read Room because that's what our title says. We want to be true to our name, Care to Read, asking you, would you care to read? And also, we know that we're not going to be reinforcing the cliche that if you want to hide something, you put it in a book. We're going to be book wizards, and we're going to really, really get off into some of these books. And I have some really great programs to introduce you to. Just in the month of April, we're going to be focusing in on National Poetry Month and also focusing in on our book club. Now, the other thing I wanted to accentuate is that we are a home economist room where we do consumer education. That's why we call ourselves a self-help. Now, with the consumer education, we are going to be bringing people into this room to talk to us about our consumer rights and how we can best financially establish ourselves so that we can set our affairs up to prepare us to work for ourselves. A lot of you know that there are not a lot of jobs anymore, and some of you are having to take multi-level positions, and that would mean that you are having to get your business registered and to develop LLCs or C-Corp or S-Corp, and you're establishing yourself. So we ought to have more classes online talking to you about how you can become self-sufficient. Now, with a counselor in this area that talks about consumers' rights and consumer debt, they'll be talking to you about some of the laws. And you might not know this, but there are tons of laws that are being violated right now in the consumer rights area. And it has to do with your credit. And most of us wouldn't ordinarily know these things. So we're going to bring an expert in to help us to fix our credit and to help us to set our affairs up. Because just because you do not use credit, that does not mean you're accumulating a good credit score, because there are certain techniques that they want you to know about that when you do get your credit cards, what percentage of that credit card are you to use in order to develop good credit reference. Now, consumer rights is very important. It has a lot to do with laws, and as you know, we focus in on law in this room, so our consumer rights goes right along with the laws, and we're hoping that some of those pro bono lawyers could do us justice by giving us information on what rights we have. Do you know that there are rights that pertain to putting certain scores on your credit reference? Do you know there's a statute of limitations where after 7 years certain documents must fall off your credit reference? Do you also know that every 30 days certain bills on your credit score must be updated? If not, you can go in and challenge the credit bureaus, all three of them. There are lots of consumer rights that you must know about. Now, we're also going to be implementing a course, and that course is called Street Law. All of this is going to fall up under street law because a lot of us are very intelligent and intellectual, and we're very smart when it comes to book knowledge, but we have no financial knowledge and how to budget and how to put our affairs together. So when we go out to get a job, some of us might be denied employment because of poor credit scores. And is that fair? Is it legal? And what about our insurance rates? Some of those insurance rates are very high because of low credit scores. Now, if your credit scores are hurting you and preventing you from getting a job, and if it's preventing you from advancing yourself and to get good quality insurance, then you certainly want to make sure that you do everything in your power to put your credit score in a light that it is adequate and accurate. Because some of our credit scores, if we're not checking them every 30 days, it's a possibility that you might have inaccurate information on your credit score. Now, how would you know that if you weren't familiar with how to read the credit score? And that's another thing. Consumer education will teach you how to read your credit score. So these are things we're going to talk about during the month of April. So you don't want to miss joining us in April. And also, ladies and gentlemen, April is a very, very special time for me. And I will be telling you more about the celebration for OMI. We will be doing a big celebration in this room for Poetry Month. My second new book is coming out, License to Preach. And hopefully I will be somewhere doing a ribbon ceremony convention and a dinner party and possibly signing my books. I hope not to just have the wireless book. I hope to have my hard copy finished and ready to go. The book is completed, the manuscript is completed, and we have a cover put together for License to Preach. Now, you can go out on the website. I'm a little embarrassed to tell you that I have to reprice the book that I have out, The Journey of the Class Agent. It is out on Lulu.com. You can download some of the tracks. Well, I think you may even be able to download the full CD on that. And there's also a book that is a wireless book, and we now have created the hardcover book, and it will be out around April with the other new book. Now, the book that I have been working on, The Effects That Females Have on African-American Male, it is also finished, but the cover is not complete. So we're looking at the fall of this year, having that completed book with a handbook to go with it. Now, all of these things that I'm creating a job for myself, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you retire and get on a fixed income, you will have to go back to work. You will have to create opportunities because it's very difficult to live off of less than half your salary. So I am creating a niche for myself, and I want the people around me to do the same thing, because us women are going to set ourselves up where we can help develop cottage businesses in the home, because all of the jobs have gone abroad, and they're not here in the United States. I don't care how many credentials and degrees you get. I will be working on my language school. I have a very, very profound desire to have my own language school working with online students. And I went back to school to get that information so that I could be able to prepare myself to do these types of things. And I'm urging you to become self-sufficient. During the month of April and March, that's gardening time. A lot of us will be preparing to go out and work on those crops and put those organic gardens in. We'll be bringing somebody in to talk about organic gardening and how we can develop ourselves and have sustainability and how we can become self-sufficient. It's very important that we do that. And ladies and gentlemen, right about now, we're going to take a station identification. We're going to go out and give our guests a call and pull her shirt tail a little bit and remind her she needs to get on in this place so she could talk about her lifestyle and the books that she's creating. So give me a moment as I go out to talk to my guests, and I'll be right back at you. In the meantime and between times, I'll meet you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You've got your Omenika. I'm live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening and say Habari Gani once again. And I'd like to say, how are the children doing today? We have not talked about those children in a while. And pretty soon we'll have some activities going on for our children in this room. So we'd like to remind you that we have not forgotten about the children, and we periodically like to do story time for them. And I'm trying to get more into form for the month of April. I've been working on a children's portrait book, and I've had to just give that bare attention, and I will give it more attention so that we can complete that process. The portrait that I'll be doing will be real-life stories about children that I've had the opportunity of knowing. Stay tuned. I'll be right back at you in the air. Thank you. Welcome back, family. I'd like to welcome you back. Let's get on with our discussion. We are going to do our libation. And if you'll stand to your feet, we are getting in position for libation. I believe that our guest will be joining us tomorrow. We can't seem to get a hold of her this evening. However, we'll go on with our show as planned, and we'll reschedule her in. Now, she should happen to come in at the top of the hour. We will squeeze her in. Otherwise, we'll go straight on with.
Hello?